So I have a question for you real quick, Johnny. You say that you've dealt with addiction and mental health. My sister deals with mental health also, and she's kind of a starving artist herself. And I just want you to kind of tell us how can you help people, some advice on people, help people overcome it.
I actually, I've kind of made this something that I've brought into my everyday life, and the fact that I joined this nonprofit called Dissonance, which is about trying to help artists find a safe, like, platform and space that, you know, we don't have to be, we don't have to deal with mental issues to be considered artists, you know, like, it's something that I think a lot of artists feel like they have to live on the edge.
That is kind of the stigma.
Yeah, you feel like you have to live on the edge to find your art, and it's, you know, I think a lot of the people that, at least me with my addiction and mental health stuff, I had to relearn how to make my art, but it's still the same. It's still the same art, and I'm still the same person. Mm-hmm. I just had to take out that part of the equation, and and so, you know, one of the things that I try and talk about is you know, it not being a race. It's, you know, it's all, like, you have till the end of your life, you know, so you don't have to run anywhere to get things done. So definitely mental health and finding stability is such a huge part of being safe and well. I mean, maybe that's why our record took so long, just because it's not a race, and I should probably be telling myself I should start racing a little bit more.
No rush, guys.
Yeah, I totally agree. Like, me and her were talking about it last night, and she struggles with it a lot, and she's 20 years old now, and she's still trying to find herself and everything like that. And I just being from the outside looking in, I can only imagine, like, how she really does feel on the inside, because it's kind of hard for her to express herself at times. But I definitely commend you for being able to, you know, find yourself and overcome everything that you're going through, because I've basically been dealing with it for quite some time also. So.
Yeah, thank you. It's, I think, you know, that's the one thing, sorry that I keep moving the microphone over. I keep stealing Dylan's microphone to talk.
It's a shared mic.
I think it's, you know, everybody likes to see that artist that is struggling and wild, and, you know, I think that we as a country and as, you know, like, we like to see, especially musicians, have meltdowns, you know, and they become jokes, and they become, you know, part of just pop culture. And it's always been a little bit weird for me to look and see, you know, when these celebrities melt down and say, like, oh, well, that was me, only I didn't have as many fans who cared, you know. So, like, you know, late night jokes and things like that, I still find things funny. I'm not that sober of a person, but you know, I just think it's a way that, like, I think we could be more aware of what's going on in the world. I don't know, I feel like since I keep stealing Dylan's microphone, I should be, like, then passing off with a question to Dylan. Dylan, what do you think about that?
I mean, I think, I feel like mental disease is kind of, it's a spectrum disorder that, you know, like, well, where do you place the weight in, and what artists are affected which ways? I like that you pointed out the, you know, there is this spectacle aspect of the artist, and it's kind of expected of sometimes, like, a flash in the pan artist, or even, like, if there's, like, a veteran artist that has something happen, it's like, you know, then it's the hot topic of the time, and it's just kind of it can be entertaining, but it is serious for that individual.
Thanks.
you kind of put you on the spot there, Dylan. So we're gonna lighten up the mood a little bit.
Yeah.
Or we're gonna ask you a question that you can just feel so comfortable answering.
Great.
Yeah. Okay. So if you had any tips for any artists or bands out there trying to make it, what would it be? Because you were talking about flash in the pan, sort of like in the spotlight deal. How do you even get there, you know?
Yeah, I guess just perseverance and really, instead of trying to chase what's cool, whether that be like, and this is just me personally, whether that be like industry trends or whatever, just kind of cultivate your own coolness and interest, you know, and really, get wild with it.
That is good.
Yeah, I would say get in touch with what inspired you to begin with. Like, you know, get in touch with who you are musically and how you want to, like, express, like, with your writing or anything like that. You know, yeah, don't chase trends and don't listen to what people tell you you should sound like or what you should write or you need to be more like this. I mean, just get in touch with exactly what started all this inside of you. And I think if you just keep doing that, you know, eventually, whether you get popular or not or successful, you'll always have that because you won't like second guess yourself.
Yeah, you can have that confidence that it's still you, you know?
Yep.
No one's going to break that off of you. That sounds strange.
I want to add my own because now I feel like, well, Molly can talk if she wants to talk.
Yes, absolutely. We'd love that.
I was going to say, along with all of that, I think, though, that... it's a lot of hard work. It's a ton of hard work. And it's not something that, I mean, we have the benefit of like, we've gathered together as artists, all of us in the band Communist Daughter. And as much as we, you know, are working to do our own thing, we're also working twice as hard as most of the, and it's nothing against bands I know, but it's like, we're a hardworking band.
I can tell.
And I think it, like they, like, you know, like perseverance, it's like it can get down on you if you don't keep plugging on, which is not to say though, that you don't have to listen to other people, who are there to help, but it's definitely a lot of work.
Yeah.
I don't know
really
why
hard.
I just brought that downer back into things because it's like,
so I think a lot of people fail to realize there's a lot of people out there with talent. Like, I'm a sports guy, so like I love sports. I went to high school with guys that were amazing athletes, but didn't put the work in order to be great and be a pro at it. So I think there's a lot of people out there that have a lot of talent out there, but they're not willing to put in the work, and you have to put in the work to be great.
Yeah, somebody, I don't remember what the saying was, or somebody was like, It's the vague idea that I have is that you don't get only one shot, you know, at things, but, you know, the only way to get shots at things is that you have to keep working. So
Yes. It's
not like somebody's going to see you in a bar where only 10 people are at and suddenly you're going to be famous,
right?
You know, but it is a series of putting yourself in positions to make the next step.
Finding those opportunities, having those connections, right?
But then, like Dylan said, not getting lost in that part of it where like, oh, if more people see me or if more of this, it's like you still have to be the artist that you are meant to be.
Or else you won't be happy, you know? You won't be true to yourself.
Is anybody really happy, though?
Yeah. Oh, Johnny. So, Molly, do you have any words about that? Tips for people to try and make it. If they want to make it.
Gosh, no, not really. I mean,
we haven't made it yet.
I don't know.
Yes, you have.
I don't know those answers. But just I think what Al was saying about remembering why you love doing what you're doing. You know, what got you into it in the first place, and remembering that passion that you had before and trying to hold on to it just keep on going forward and doing what you're doing. And, you know, if along the way you learn, or you know, you're feeling like you're not loving it anymore, maybe it's time to move on. But
yeah,
if you still reach down and you still have that same passion, keep it alive. Yeah.
Yeah. It's beautiful, guys. You guys answered that question so beautifully.
It's teamwork.
Teamwork is teamwork, right?